Unbelievable. No other man could have sustained for 3 years such courage, patience, and cunning. It must also be remembered that his passion for vengeance was personal, as well as public. Among the monstrous cruelties of the regime had been the inhuman torture of his only love. Eventually, his true identity was discovered. But while temporarily held in Rostock, his prison was wrecked by the devastating British air raid of April 1942. It is at this point that he begins his record, written more to justify himself, to himself, I think, than with any thought that other eyes might ever read it. Chapter 1. My first thought was that in a world where there was any mercy, I should have been killed cleanly then and there. But I had no doubt that a more protracted death after days and nights of agony awaited me. Yet I seemed to be the only living thing among the rubble, apart from two rats. One of them was squealing, the other was eating its own bowels with apparent appetite. I saw no point in remaining alive with freedom of choice limited to those two alternatives.